Good evening. A joy to see you and joy to be with you. Appreciate that so much. The time we've already had together. I appreciated the song that Stephen chose, and particularly that verse that I am my beloved and my beloved's mine. We find that very true in the Scripture. I'd like to look at something similar to that tonight, not that exact thought, but something along that line. And I'm going to ask you to turn, first of all, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And as you think about Paul and the work that he did, as we read about him through the book of Acts, and then we read the various letters that he wrote to local churches and groups of churches and individuals, and we think about Paul, if I ask you if you thought Paul was a lover or a fighter, you might say, well, I think Paul was a fighter, you know. So maybe Paul was a lover and a fighter in different ways. But then I want to think about him as a lover. You know, there's a word and a phrase that Paul used frequently through his letters, and it's my beloved, my beloved. You can say beloved or beloved. Both are correct pronunciations. So if I go from one to the other, you can forgive me and know that I'm speaking proper English, at least according to the dictionary that I looked at. But this word that Paul uses for beloved is a Greek word that emphasizes a love that is a choice, rather than just a spontaneous natural affection that you may have for someone. This word speaks of someone that you love because you chose to love them. It's interesting because Paul is not the only New Testament writer that addresses his readers at times as beloved. James, Peter, John, Jude, and the unnamed writer to the Hebrews all use this word, beloved. You know, I'm not an apostle. You knew that already, didn't you, right? I'm not an author either. You knew that as well, I think. But you know what? You are beloved to me. And I just want to talk with you a little bit about that tonight. I appreciated all the prayers and Tim's prayer that I would be able to share what the Lord had put on my heart. And I do want to share from my heart tonight that you are my beloved brothers and sisters. I've chosen to love you with the love that has been poured out in my heart by the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 5, verse 5. And just in the brief time we have, I want to share with you four actions to which I am committed because I have chosen to love you as my beloved brothers and sisters. There are many more, but these are four that we find in some of Paul's letters. The first one here is, because you are my beloved brothers and sisters, I appreciate you. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, how he starts off. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience and of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. Paul said, I am thankful for every one of you. Every one of you, he said, are beloved to me. I have chosen to love you as my brother. I've chosen to love you as my sister. And I think of all the great varieties of personalities just sitting in this room tonight. That's not even the whole assembly, and surely not the whole church, just the variety of people that we have here, the variety of preferences that are represented in this room, the variety of perspectives on things that are in this room. Some of my family members have gotten into this book, I won't tell you the name of it, but gotten into this book about personality types. And it's pretty interesting. And Kim was reading a little bit of it to me last night. We were talking about it. And you know, one of the things she was reading, and it was talking about the what we might call the good and the bad of different personality types. You know, but the author was saying, you know, I've really grown to appreciate this certain type of person. even though you might sometimes notice the negative, and they might notice the negative about themselves. And, you know, it really struck me as I think about the body of Christ and just an appreciation of the differences. And I can honestly look around this room and I could go and call every one of you by name, brother or sister, and I could say, I'm thankful for you. I appreciate you. You're my brother. You're my sister. You're my beloved brother. You're my beloved sister. And as Paul could say that to the Thessalonians, I can say that to you tonight, and I do from my heart. I appreciate you, every one of you. Secondly, go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And because you are my beloved brothers and sisters, the second commitment is that I encourage you. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Very end of this long chapter on the resurrection. Such hope, such encouragement we get from reading it. And then look at how he closes. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Paul took the opportunity in addressing, and he specifically here uses that phrase, my beloved brethren, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and he encourages them. He encourages them here to be steadfast, to be immovable, to continue on, to persevere in the work of the Lord. And he encourages them not only to do it, he gives them encouragement about why to do it. Why does he encourage them to do that? Because you can be sure, beloved brother, you can be sure, beloved sister, that your work in the Lord is not empty. It's not wasted. It's not futile. It's not vain. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to seek and embrace God's best for you through obedience to Him. It's interesting, as you look at the bulk of the verses in which Paul addresses his readers as beloved, as ones that he had chosen to love as brothers and sisters, the bulk of those verses fall under this category. He's encouraging them to do something. Here's some examples. In Romans 12, 19, he encourages them to leave vengeance to God. In 1 Corinthians 10, 14, he addresses them as beloved brethren and encourages them to flee idolatry. In 2 Corinthians 7, 1, he speaks to his beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, in Corinth, and he encourages them to cleanse themselves. In Philippians 2, 12, he speaks to his beloved brothers and sisters in Christ there in the local church in Philippi, and he encourages them to work out their salvation, to work out what God has placed into them. And then in a verse that we'll look at in a moment, Philippians 4, 1, he encourages those who he loves as brothers and sisters in Christ to stand fast. And so as my beloved brothers and sisters, I hope to encourage you to obey God so that you can enjoy God's best for you. You know, when you love someone, you want the best for them, right? Whatever it matter means to you, you want the best for them. And I know, on the authority of the Word of God, that as each one of us embrace the Word of God and obey the Word of God and respond to God in faith, that we're going to be able to enjoy what He has for us, even in times of difficulty, even in hardship, even in sorrow. I want to encourage you. Thirdly, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 19. And because you are my beloved brothers and sisters, and I have chosen to love you, I invest in you. And I'm committed to that. I'm committed to invest in you. 2 Corinthians 12 and Look at verse 19. As Paul speaks here to the church in Corinth. Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For your edification. Paul said, you know, the motivation of my heart and the motivation of the heart of those who labor with me, we want to see you grow. We want to see you built up. You know, when it comes to investing, we try to be careful about that in general, I think, don't we? Whether it's our money or our time or our energy, whatever we're investing, we want to make sure that we're going to get a good return on our investment. Paul was trusting God for the result of his investment. And he said, everything I do, beloved brother, everything I do, beloved sister, is for your edification, to build you up spiritually. That was his desire. And my aim is that for everything I do to result in building you up on our most holy faith, as Jude describes it in verse 20 of his short letter. So whether you see it or not, beloved brother, beloved sister, I want you to know my heart is to invest in you. My heart is to help you grow as you help me grow, as we build each other up. I want to invest in you. And finally, over to Philippians 4 and verse 1. I mentioned this verse a while ago and said we would get to it. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1. And Paul, he writes now to the church at Philippi, and he addressed them. And this address here in chapter 4 and verse 1, this is the one that really gets to me. Because, well, you'll notice. Let's read it. Follow along there, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about. And just hear Paul through his pen. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I think what strikes me there is he uses that word twice. Twice in one sentence, he calls them beloved. He is emphasizing his love for them as brothers and sisters in Christ. And what I was spoken to by this was the fact that because you are my beloved brother, because you're my beloved sister, I am affected by you. I'm affected by you. Paul told the Philippian believers that they were his joy and crown. And what they did impacted him. They were his joy. They were his crown. And how they responded to God had an impact on him. It impacted his crown, if you want to look at it that way. It impacted to some degree his joy. And we read about him talking to different believers in the New Testament. He was concerned about them. The believers in Galatia, at times the believers in Corinth, have you turned away? Have I invested in vain? When you love somebody, their attitudes and their actions and their decisions affect you. And your attitudes and your actions and your decisions, they affect me just as my attitudes and my actions and my decisions affect you if you love me. Sometimes it's in ways that we recognize. Sometimes it's ways we don't know anything about. But because you are my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm willing to expose myself to your not only pleasant impacts on my life, but sometimes it may be painful, and vice versa. Because you are my beloved brother, because you're my beloved sister, I have chosen to love you. I appreciate you. I want to encourage you. I want to invest in you. And I'm affected by you. Let's just close with Colossians chapter 4. It's a verse that our brother Eddie read on Sunday morning as he talked about Onesimus. And I just want to go back to that. I'm going to read 7 through 9 because we actually have that beloved brother idea. Also speaking of another brother, the one that was traveling with Onesimus that Eddie mentioned, Tychicus. Colossians 4, 7 through 9. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. And I appreciate that when Eddie really brought that out. He's one of you, a beloved brother. This was a new brother, by the way, for them. They had never seen Onesimus as a brother. He'd never been a brother before, but now he was coming back. One of them, a beloved brother. You know, my heart is not only that I can look at you and say, you're my beloved brother, you're my beloved sister, but that all of us will look at each other and say that and mean that from our hearts. A choice to love each other in the way that Paul loved those New Testament believers that he fellowshiped with. Some he had met, some he hadn't, but he could honestly say he loved them. I appreciate you. I encourage you. I want to invest in you. And I'm affected by you. That's love. Let's pray. Father, thank you for one another. Lord, thank you that we could sing tonight, I am my beloved, and my beloved's mine. Lord, thank you that we belong to the Lord Jesus. We are accepted in the beloved. Thank you more so that he loves us. And Father, thank you for the love that by the Holy Spirit you have poured out into the hearts of those of us who have received the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and you have changed us, and you have given us a love for each other. And Father, sometimes that love is strained. But Father, we thank you that it's a decision, it's a choice, not just a feeling. Father, we thank you for when the feelings follow, but Lord, even when they don't, we thank you that we can look at one another and appreciate one another. Even though we may be different in the way that we look at a particular situation or issue, even though we have different personalities and we may prefer different things, we thank you that there's so much to appreciate about one another. May that be true of our assembly, even more so than it is now. Father, we pray that we'll encourage each other. Father, we'll be ones who want to see our brothers and sisters built up in our most holy faith and see our brothers and sisters as well as us being obedient to you. Father, we want one another to enjoy all that we have in the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that we can invest in each other, and I pray that we will do that and that we will also be willing to expose ourselves to one another, to be transparent, to put, as it were, our necks out there on the chopping block, and if someone takes a swing at us, Lord, that we'll be willing to accept that as your Son responded to those who mistreated him. Father, Peter tells us that your Son left us an example that we should follow in his steps, that when he suffered, he didn't strike back. Father, I pray that we would love like your Son loves us. Thank you that he loved us and gave himself for us. And Lord, we surely love him in return, not as we should, but Lord, we love him and we want to love each other. Help us to do that. Father, we know that by our love for each other, this world is going to know that we are followers of the one who loves us. And we ask these things in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.